live in a moment.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. We're going to talk this evening about something that's close to everybody's heart, literally. They're fat.
Yay.
We're going to talk about the brain neurotransmitters that make us all fat. We should let people know that we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from California with Richard, and over here in Ohio with WebEx. So if people want to watch the show, and we're going to be doing a demonstration this evening, if they want to watch the show, they can go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to the radio tab, and then go to Happy Hour. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. What we do essentially is stick a microphone in your face, take a sample of your voice, and see what's in there. We're going to talk about some special things with that this evening. We are sponsored by the software BioDiet. Tonight you're going to learn more about it, how dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, and they've left out GABA, but I'm going to add it, can make you fat.
Yeah,
Richard, do you
fat.
Have any announcements?
Fat, I've got that rolling around in my head like an echo chamber. Fat, fat, fat. Yeah,
65% of Americans are overweight. 65%.
I'll take a percent of that.
I just looked at the statistics, and it's 66-point-something, actually. But do
it's
you have
amazing.
Any announcements?
I'm going to make a pre-announcement, and then I'll make the announcement that you have up right now. That it depends on where you're listening, at WebEx versus Blog Talk Radio or vice versa. You can find everything by going to soundhealthoptions.com, then clicking on the radio tab, and then for today, clicking on Happy Hour. And down there on the left-hand side, you'll see a link to click to get to the WebEx portion, which is the portion Sherry's managing in Ohio. And you can see any visuals we're talking about, or as she pulls a vocal print, you can see that happen in real time. And there's an active chat there. And or you can also click on the link to join Blog Talk Radio and join me in chat over here. Or you can call in at 347-850-1407. Where I always like the audio, not just because I'm here, just because I like the audio from Blog Talk Radio.
Then we have lots of Hold on one second, would you? Then we have lots of tutorials if people want to learn to do this. We put them at the bottom of the show information today. There are 10 tutorials, and we are just opening an online portal so people can do all of their vocal print analysis online. So if you're interested in joining us for that, make your life easy. You can do it every day and see what food you need. Muscle and nutrition, I think, are two free softwares that they put up for you to use forever. So that's a good deal. We're trying to make all of this easy for all of you. You can do it online 24/7.
Yeah, I've been to the portal, and I see when it's ready to launch, it'll be great because it makes it so for those of us that are Mac users, you don't have to deal with that any longer. And just in general, it means you'll be able to do everything online and you'll have access. And I really see it as being a really great step because it just has it all organized for you.
A wonderful workstation so that you don't have to think. You just punch buttons. And all the reports just come out for you.
I've got that. Yeah, a workspace is really an amazing thing. The idea that you can have that much information on a tab and knowing what it does is really,
wow,
awesome. So my other, I have a longer announcement and then a shorter announcement. If you'd put up that piece about Aaron Brockovich. Aaron Brockovich, the Aaron Brockovich, I can't believe she's still, you know, kicking butt. Insert the expletive of your choice. Aaron Brockovich is calling on the EPA to finally set standard for carcinogen found in millions of Americans' tap water. So at this point in time, what she's saying is, well, A, the disgusting part to me is that the EPA hasn't done this, and please insert follow the money there. And how, you know, a lot of this is coming out as a trigger point of the North Carolina governor and the administration's, his administration's admitting that they're downplaying the risks of contaminants in the drinking water, such as hexavalent chromium, which is fiercely bad stuff. And so she's pushing the administration to really set standards about carcinogens in what is called our drinking water. It's not only our drinking water, it's our bathing water, it's what our babies drink, it's what, you know, I mean, unless you're drinking highly filtered, and many of these toxins can't be filtered out easily, so unless you're drinking distilled water or something like that, it's hard to get it out. And we don't even have a regulation saying that's too much. Blows my mind. Just blows my mind. So I'm glad she's doing this. I will put this information in both chats, both at WebEx and at Blog Talk
Radio. We did a research project here, Richard, and we were able to change the pH of water. We ought to start working on a project where we can change all of these toxins out of the water. There's a lot of water filters, too, for people. Does that help get the carcinogens out?
Well, if it's enough of a system, yeah. But, you know, just like a carbon filter, like, you know, even they're silly to me because they don't have enough carbon. Like the Brita filters can do an okay job, but the reality is to really do that, any kind of filter like carbon filters by holding on to it. So that means that what you end up with is a medium, being carbon, filled with toxins. So at some point it's going to get too full. It can't hold anymore. So like a Brita, you really need to change, like, in my mind, at the least once every 2 weeks, you have to change that little cartridge. And even in bigger home systems, you need to have various medias. Media just means there can be things like carbon, which just absorb a toxin, and then you have other kinds of medias that are ionic transfer, and that's very fancy speak for some sort of electrical charge in that media, like KDF, will ionize something and alter it or attract it so it's again holding on to it. So you can filter certain things out, but you still have a hard time filtering out things like fluorides that are just about impossible. And since we're not even setting standards for, like, hexavalent chromium or these other things, we're talking about carcinogens in our drinking water, how can anybody build a system to go, here, it will take out this much of something, when we're not even measuring what that something is? So it's a tricky area for me.
You brought us information a couple of months ago. It was a northern state that had poisoned a lot of kids with lead or mercury. And I just saw on the news, I can't remember where it was, but they were being charged with, it was more than fraud, because they knew about it. They were piping in or bringing in their own drinking water, but allowing other people to be poisoned. Where was that?
Well, there was the Flint, Michigan thing where the governor, or I think it was I don't even know if he was the governor. There was some sort of shuffling there where some other power body came in because the government had not run things correctly. So some agent came in, and one of the things they did in Flint, and this is probably true, possibly true of other locations, but in Flint, the instance was the lead in the drinking water was causing the, you know, poor people or downstream people to be drinking elevated levels of lead, because what had happened is that the whoever was in charge decided to save some kind of money. They changed from lake-sourced water to stream-sourced water and never bothered to look at what was actually in that stream-sourced water. And while he was saying, no, no, this isn't a problem, no, this is, we're denying, there's no problem, his administration and his offices were all supplied with bottled water during that time. So there's that.
So they don't care.
They don't care. Or they act like they care, but meanwhile, they're not taking any action. I don't know that what action has actually been taken in Flint to take care of that lead issue. For a while, you know, you were, let's say that you were a poor family and you didn't have a car, you could walk to the local fire station and pick up your case of water for the day. That was the solution. They weren't even, like, making National Guard take water to homes. They were just saying, oh, yeah, you can go to your local fire station.
That's criminal.
That's criminal. That's right.
But a lot of what you bring us is criminal.
I'm not looking for it. Really. I know. And then this fits right in. My second announcement was about the really great show we did on Sunday with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And he's taking on what I will call the industry of Whole Foods Market, and talking about how much of what they market is just smoke and mirrors, and they're just selling GMOs and really just selling the same thing you can get at most grocery stores, where you're selling it in a boutique experience, which means you pay more. And part of what he's talking about is that the CEO of Whole Foods was an advocate for not labeling, and then I think when that didn't work, he got behind the let's make it a mystery label so you won't know what a QR code is telling you. So Mike was on fire. He was in a bad mood. I liked it. It was a great show. I recommend it highly.
And he offered us this link for people to get the first chapter of his book for free, foodforensics.com. And he will send you the first chapter. My book came today. I'm anxious to get to it. I want to see if we can turn it into a computer program and say, this food has that, and so people can use this online on the portal to check everything out. Don't know if we'll get to do that or not, but sounds good.
Sounds great.
Well, I only have one little announcement that's going to turn into something very big. I did 2 evaluations of Hillary about her health, and they were about 2 seizures that she had, and she was trying to talk through them. One is where she is in a red dress, and then one is a red jacket, and then one in a blue jacket. And they've been all over the internet, and a practitioner, Larry Culp, sent me these things and said, can you evaluate and see what's really going on with her? And there's some things that I don't think people have even considered, or it's never came up. Now, I need you to remember, so I don't go getting murdered, because the last person who released some of her medical records was found murdered in 2 days' time. So I'm going to couch this in people with similar traumas, illnesses, syndromes, psychologies, diseases, toxins have similar vocal anomalies. And I'm going to open the paper that I did about Hillary's report. Somebody deleted the shortcut? No. Let me see if I can find it this way. This is an important piece of information, and I feel like I am wasting absolutely valuable time. Are you interested at all in Hillary's health? You want to know what's going on? Richard?
I'm you know, interested, not driving force. There's so many, you know, I'm sort of burned out on the political thing. I'm much more interested in people being aware and wanting, you know, like what Aaron Brockovich is wanting to do, you know, actually making the government take action, versus just talking about these two sock puppets that are ranting at each other variously?
Well, if you want to go to this address for these videos and for people, watch, I'll put this in the chat, and for people just listening, we are looking at two videos, one of her talking, she's in a red jacket in front of a lot of people, and she just kind of loses it and doesn't know what she's saying and repeats herself. And then there's one in a blue jacket where she's actually, it looks like she's having a seizure, but I'm not allowed to say that. So what we did was go in and compare her to a lot of other people, people who've had strokes, people who have Alzheimer's, people who have diabetes. And from the indicators, she's had a stroke, and the stroke is causing other issues. It looks like it's causing myoclonic seizures, because that's what comes up on her report. And myoclonic epilepsy refers to a family of epilepsies that represent myoclonus, and myoclonic jerks are occasionally associated with abnormal brain activity. But look at when we did her brain. 98 is a score on the blue shirt. 89 is a score on the red shirt, or the red jacket. 20 means there's an issue, and her score is 98 and 89. The next one highest is stroke. So there is brain damage according to bioacoustics, according to what we evaluated. Now, just the computer evaluated it. I didn't add anything to it, just showing here are the people that had strokes. How does Hillary's vocal print add up? And she has 49 and 45 scores, respectively. Alzheimer's, 32 and 23, so it's not as much Alzheimer's as it is the myoclonic seizures. But there's a lot of diabetic issues and arthritic things, and nobody has ever talked about that, her having arthritis. That may have been her problem with getting up the stairs. She just had arthritis that they weren't able to deal with. Now, in looking at her vocal print, and we are looking at some spikes. These are the same spikes, kind of spikes, that Robin Williams had. Hers are not as severe, but we opened up some other people who had dementia, but not as bad, and here are those spikes again. So she has the architecture of dementia. It's just not totally developed. But in looking at her comparison, she has problems with dopamine, glutathione, copper, and choline. And the copper and choline matches Ronald Reagan's graphs, and he had dementia. So this is going to be announced on national TV probably this week, and we'll be giving out more information, but you heard it here first. She's had a stroke that has caused brain damage and seizures, if anyone is interested. Now, the thing that I think is the most problematic with this is that she cannot help but know that there is an issue here. She can't not know. And if that's the case, I'm going to make the statement that she's not really interested in becoming president. She is interested in the title, because with this kind of damage, she couldn't continue to be an effective president. So she wants the title, and I'm wondering if it has to do with her ability to buy more influence through the Clinton Foundation. Now, that statement's probably going to get me in trouble, but that's just my opinion. Any comment, Richard?
No. Not in the sense of, I mean, it leads me into a whole conversation about what medications is she on, what is the possibility that some of her Alzheimer-like conditions are due to the fact that she's taking statins, which brings in conversations with SNF and those effects. So it's a whole other can of worms.
Well, I'm going to keep working on this, and I'm going to do Trump's stuff, too, to see where he is. I would think we'll run into liver stuff with him, but that's just my opinion. On an entirely different subject, maybe, we are going to be talking about BioDiet, a software program that we created from a book that I read that said your brain controls your neurotransmitters that make you fat, and serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine is what we're going to be looking at this evening. I do have a little booklet about this I'm going to show in a second, except I can't see where I put it. I think it's a PDF file. BioDiet book. This comes with the software. Oh, it's a PDF file. That's why it's not showing up. So when we look at these different neurotransmitters, and I don't know how to run PDF files, we're going to be looking at serotonin. And it's a neurotransmitter that evokes many sensory and higher centers in the brain, including memory, appetite, sleep, and learning. And these are some of the things that happen. You think about food excessively, compulsive eating, eat large quantities, emotionally depressed, tryptophan raises, SAMe increases the production of serotonin, T3 is required. So it gives information about the neurotransmitters. I'll try to get this up on the website as a link as we go on. Dopamine is the other one. Occurring intermediate precursor for norepinephrine, and also a synthesized organic compound that is used to correct hemodynamic imbalances due to shock, trauma, and renal failure. So it says you eat for sensation, you eat for reward, if that is high, and we're going to test this evening. And if we've got a volunteer, please raise your hand. Tyrosine helps raise dopamine levels. Wellbutrin helps. I think that's some kind of asthma thing, isn't it? Phenylalanine, carnitine, catalase. Oh, the pictures you're seeing are electron microscope photos of these things. Beautiful, aren't they? They look like stained glass. And there's epinephrine. It acts by increasing the levels of cyclic AMP, leading to bronchodilation and stimulation of the heart and central nervous system. We have somebody coming in tomorrow with some lung issues. I didn't realize epinephrine dealt with bronchodilation. That'd be a good thing to think about. So with epinephrine, you crave starches, breads, noodles, trying to think of other things. You know, as I read these things, I think I have all three of them in stress because I eat for sensation, I eat when I'm not hungry, and I crave starches. Emotionally, you wake up tired, you're exhausted. Do you recognize any of these, Richard? I hear you laughing there in the background.
Yep. I'll go for most of them. Yep.
Well, it also gives you pictures, and I have some of those, of what these look like. Let me see where they are down. These are body types for the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenal, and the gonadal bodies of overweight. And here is just a little summary of what each of the dopamine is a D sharp, norepinephrine is an E, and serotonin is an F. So you could do this even with your nano voice by looking at the D sharp, E, and F. It'd be a good variation on that. You wouldn't have to have the program. The nano voice program is free. So that would be a good place to start with all of this. causes of overweight, allergies, inflammation, overeating, wrong food, no digestive enzymes, metabolic disorders, no exercise, vaccines. Here's one. There is a significant drop in type 2 diabetes in Japanese children when they dropped vaccines. That's a shock, isn't it? Here's one. New research shows direct link between soda pop and obesity. Woohoo! Neurotransmitter depletion. And they don't really say why that might be an issue. They sort of blame things like toxins and aspartame and things like that. So a little bit about this before we start looking at the actual program. Laura has her hand up, so we will see if we can get her to give us a vocal print. Now, everything that we're going to say to you is under downloads on our site. And right now, it says PTSD software is up. And if you go down, a giveaway this month, if you go down to the bottom, there is a blue and yellow booklet. Everything we're going to tell you is in that booklet for you just to download and use. And if you're going to be doing it for other people, download the Pastel folder, because that has all kinds of marketing things in there for you. So we're going to start with Audacity, and you can download Audacity right from that site. Let me bring it up again. So here's the radiation software under downloads. Here's Abacus that you can download for free. PTSD software. And you download Audacity from sourceforge.net. It's step one in the instructions. What we're trying to do here is set up information. I don't know why I can't capture that. Set up information so that everyone can start a bioacoustic center in their community. And boy, it is going to be so easy to do this once this workstation portal is up and running. So we're starting with Audacity, and it tells you to go to Edit and Preferences and how to set up everything and snap the overdub, make it 32,000 16-bit mono. And then the red button is Record. The gold square is Stop. The blue hash mark is Pause. And the green triangle is Play. So we're going to see if we can open Laura's mic. Laura, we've unmuted your mic. Are you ready to talk to us? Laura, hello? Well, you have your hand up, but we can't hear you speaking. It looks like your mic is turned off at your end. Is there anyone else who would like to volunteer until we can get Laura's mic fixed? Anybody have Suzanne Rios? Okay, you're unmuted, Suzanne.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you. That's great. Are you
okay?
How much of a weight problem do you have?
I gain all my weight in the middle. I look like those first three people that you had up there all combined.
It could be cortisol when you have that kind of Humpty Dumpty look.
Just a big stomach. I'm built just like a man. I could probably share pants with my husband.
Well, okay. Well, you're going to give us 30 seconds, and this is the timer up here, and just tell me about your weight and what it's causing. I'm going to go ahead.
Okay. I had a weight problem when I was a younger kid, and then when I hit my upper teen years, I got really super skinny and probably maintained a really great weight until I had my kids. And then when, I guess after my last child, I started gaining weight in my middle, which is exactly like my mother. I look just exactly like my mother. As the older I get, I look just like her. So I have a very big middle. I think my stomach and my hips and all are all the same size, which is not good.
Okay, so I think we would look at cortisol and adiponectin, but I don't know if they're in this database, but we can certainly look at the neurotransmitters. What neurotransmitter would go with cortisol? Dopamine, probably. This looks like a great vocal print. Now, in the book that we have for you online, it tells you to look for some things that are not good, dead spots, things that are too high, door slams, so all of that's waiting for you to look at. And remember, there's tutorials for you to look at, too. I think there's 10 of them that help you do all of this. So we are going to export, and we're going to call this Suzanne Rios and wait. And I'm going to file it in a WAVES file so I can find it easy. The next thing that we're going to do is open an abacus, and we have put this online for you too, absolutely free, so that you can run all of these. I'm going to open the file. And I thought I had these as when I created them. I did. Okay. So this brings it in. You can see it coming in at the top. Mm-hmm. And this gray grid is normal. And what you see with Suzanne is much of this is above normal. Now, this is a clue of a problem with methylation. She isn't digesting properly what she's bringing in. So we would look at her liver, our digestive enzymes, and Suzanne, I'd really like to look at your liver if we have time. Suzanne, and we'll say wait. If I could spell wait. And sometimes I put the date here so I can tell things apart. So 08-16-16. So the next thing, we don't need her birthday, so I'm just going to put in 12-12. 12 as a default gender, female, and weight around the middle. And the W did take here, come back on that. And I'm going to push this little red button, pull points. I don't like it that it didn't get that one, so I'm going to take one that I don't think it should take. You can see red lines here, -1, -2, -3. These are things that are too low. And -1 is not really important. +1, +2, +3. And she's got a couple here that hit the +3 line. And that really is important. So let's see what we could take away. I want to take that one away, because I think there's some important things right there. Now, that one is slightly lower, but this one's more open. So more open is active, so I want more there. So I'm going to insert that. And you just roll over it. I'm rolling from the bottom to the top, expand it, and then with your right mouse, just click that in, and it brings it over here. This, I just unpulled points again. I can't believe I did that. So these are high that are above and they're low. This whole grid is active. And if I hold still, it'll tell me where the frequency is anywhere from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. Is what we're looking for in the voice. And the other one was over here. I wanted to take this big open one. Full size. Now, I have to put a directionality, and both of those were high, H and H. Now, these are just a list of all of these frequencies that the computer decided were important. And if Suzanne was a client here, and we do a lot of clients online, they submit their vocal graphs, and then we tell them what's going on bioacoustically. If I were doing her chart, I would do methylation with her, and I would do liver with her. So we have these frequencies. Let's look at them. I'm going to hit this little Rubik's Cube down here and go to my desktop, and I collect all of these in my GNS file, Genesis file. You see things there where I've been working on Hillary Clinton's files. The next thing to do is open BioDiet. And it's easy from here on out. All I have to do is open that client, and we put it in the GNS file, remember? So it should be right there on top. And if I just want to look at the hormones, which is where this stuff's going to be, it tells me that calcitonin is high twice. She has a double. You do not want calcitonin high. It controls serum calcium. You don't want it missing or unbalanced either. It helps the parathyroid. It helps the calcium be available to heal anything that comes up in trauma. But here's the biggie, low norepinephrine. Now, I'm going to open the mapping program. This is methylation mapping, and you guys can purchase these programs by joining the Guardian program, and it's on our site under classes. So this is the worksheet that comes up when we're looking for mapping, and this is the Krebs cycle. This is how the body gets rid of trash. This is how the body creates cellular energy, DNA energy. And these two over here on this side, these two circles, is actually a circle down here. This is where we would look for Suzanne's stuff, because this is where the methylation of incoming things come in. And right here is the norepinephrine. Norepinephrine, there's going to be energy. I'm trying to get to these little circles at the bottom. There it is. So we know that she's having issues here. So it could be some of these things we're going to find: tryptophan, tyrosine, serotonin, dopamine. It seems to be okay, but it's the norepinephrine. And I just saw something today that kicks norepinephrine. Gosh, I can't remember what it was. Oh, somebody's putting in a new location for Audacity. I didn't know that was going on. Okay, we need to change that, Richard. So calcitonin is a really important part here, and so is the norepinephrine being low. This is the same frequency as B12, I think, Suzanne. I can say that to her because she is a practitioner. Is that the only one that came up, or is there other stuff behind here? Oh, because that's the only one I clicked. Duh. The other thing to look at
is to always look at proteins and genomes together, because that tells us if there is a genome, a pattern that the proteins are carrying out. So let's look at those two. And if there's something here alike, amylase is low. That's to digest carbohydrates. Dopamine G protein phosphatase high. Central role in L-DOPA. So you do have some dopamine issues. And if you'll remember the map, whoops, that's not what I wanted to put over there. There's the dopamine. So the dopamine's not correctly being taken care of. So that may be part of the epinephrine. Let's see if I can open these beside each other so we can see if there's anything that's alike. Cholecystokinin made in the liver and then sent over to the pancreas. Now, this is high and low at the same time. So that probably means that it's a muscle. Could mean that the cholecystokinin is not working well with the liver, but it is in the pancreas, but it's high one place and low the other, and that's really important. But here's your issue right here. Dopamine G protein phosphatase 1. Now, this is a phosphatase 3, but it's the same thing. We need to really get that back up and running to stimulate the dopamine so that the norepinephrine works. A lot of diet pills work with norepinephrine. And one of the ways you can tell it's a cheat, and I'm not really allowed to tell you this, but naproxen has norepinephrine in it. And if you take naproxen, you can buy it right off the counter, and it gives you a little boost in energy, then that's your issue. But we can take it back a step and know that the L-DOPA, is having a problem. Both of these are high, so we need to balance them. Also, the pituitary hormone is low. So now we know norepinephrine and we know DOPA is part of that pathway. Let's look at the rest of some of these things. Vitamins. Oh, we could look at receptors. I just want to look at receptors by itself. Probably GABA or dopamine receptors are low. Wow, a lot here. The dopamine receptors are too high. One GABA, high and low again. GABA is the precursor for serotonin and dopamine. So when you need to look at GABA and fix these, here's the protein, here's the activator. So a lot of information. Insulin receptors are high. Lipase insulin receptors. These receptors are incredibly important. I think you have 13 insulin receptors and 9 GABA. You know, this insulin can be running around the body all over, but unless you have a receptor, a little gatekeeper on the cell, it's not going to let the insulin in. So the insulin receptor is the problem. In this case, it's high and lets too much insulin in. If you have it low, then it refuses to let the insulin in. We need to balance that up. Serotonin receptor. But more than anything, 4 issues here with GABA receptors. So start there, looking at that. I didn't know we had receptors in the P version. I thought we didn't have those. So vitamins, we looked at hormones, minerals, enzymes. It said you didn't have enough enzymes. Choline. Choline is water soluble. It's an incredibly important precursor for neurotransmitters. So it looks like you need to balance up the choline. Choline needs inositol to work. Now, that didn't show up on your chart, but I certainly would, seeing this high. Let's go back to where we downloaded some stuff, and there's a green sheet. It's in the pastel folder, too. But if we go look at vitamins and look at choline, choline needs B-complex, B12, folic acid, inositol, assists in lecithin formation, works in the cell membrane, improves nerve transmission. So we need to look at your B vitamins, your folic acid. Inositol didn't show up. But that's something that's needed to make the choline work. Coenzyme Q10, high. Are you taking any Q10?
No, I don't take CoQ10.
Okay, so it is high, so it just probably means the frequency of it is high, or what's in there is just sitting there and not being used. It has some precursors, some sisters to it also. All of these nutrients are high, which is a problem with the methylation, everything being non-utilized as it comes in. Zinc low. You do not want zinc low. It helps heal the body. It's a constituent of insulin. It says may increase plasma leptin levels. Leptin's a good stuff. Involved in metabolism. So in this case, it says since it's low, find some foods with zinc or go buy some zinc at your local health food store. Peanuts have a lot of zinc in them. What else has zinc? Peanuts, the only one I can remember. What, Richard?
Pumpkin seeds, high in zinc.
Pumpkin seeds are wonderful for incontinence. We learned that the other day. Pepsin, these are your enzymes. Look at how many of the enzymes are in stress. The SAMe. Dopamine and serotonin biosynthesis. Same identical printout. That means they're in there twice. And on this map, the methionine is one of the things that help you get rid of trash and helps you digest things. SAMe is the bioavailable form of this. You could go look at synergistic nutrition. Is the whey stuff that Steve Hewer sent us, does it have methionine in it, Richard? That great big five.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know. I've always gone for lecithin granules, which have a great combination of methionine, choline, and inositol, which really like to dance together.
Where would they get that?
Well, the tricky part is they do have organic or non-GMO soy versions, and currently I'm trying to figure out if sunflower lecithin also has that same combination. But I've always taken lecithin granules. Now I take GMO-free lecithin granules for that combination because it's a great diuretic. It has that dance of those three, the methionine, choline, and inositol, dance really well in the synapses of the brain, so I like the action there. It's a good, and it's a myelin sheath nutritive.
Methionine, inositol, and choline. What's that called, or do you just make your own concoction?
Well, no, that's actually, if you take lecithin granules, it's all three of them are in there. There's also a supplement, I don't know who makes them now, but I know in the past they've made them, called Lipotropics. I'll put this in chat, that have had those combinations. I stopped taking those a few years ago for no bad reason, just because I increased my GMO-free lecithin granules. But Lipotropics are also a good combination of those three.
P people are asking where they can get this map. This map is from Amy Yasko, and you can download it on her site. The other site that it is heartfixer.com under their methylation. So Yasko, Y-A-S-K-O, methylation pathway. And Tommy, one of our teachers and practitioners, put this little worksheet together so that when people use the methylation software, they can see really clearly what's going on. But look at how many times this is here. So Sammy, I don't know how that fits in with dopamine.
Hmm.
Have to look it up. Were you going to say something about that, Richard?
No, I was just thinking about maybe it has to do with how it affects the mitochondria. I'm not sure.
It could be, but it says here, dopamine and serotonin biosynthesis. So she has the SAMI, and what was the other one? Oh, the L-DOPA. That's, and the GABA receptor. So three things she has there that's keeping us from working well. And this is renin with one N, and this is an enzyme for aldosterone. And aldosterone is responsible for male hormones, leukotriene, and inflammation. So since that is high, you may want to balance that out. So balancing out the GABA receptors, the renin, the SAMI, and the L-DOPA would be a good idea. Triremine. Now, we talked about this. That's the one I remembered we had just done. Depletes reserves of norepinephrine. And triremine, isn't that from cheese?
I think you're thinking of taurine.
Triremine. Maybe. Let's go look it up because this bugs me. We just had this. T-Y-R-A-M-I-N-E. Triremine foods. Meats that are potentially spoiled or pickled. Spoiled?
Yummo.
Aged, smoked, fermented, marinated. I thought cheese cured foods. Well, I guess cheese is cured. And the triremines can cause headaches. Also akin to sulfites, like aged cheese. Sulfites that cause people not to be able to use sulfur well. Some types of beer, smoked fish, cured meat. So I would guess that you need to stay away from the triremines. May cause overstimulation of adrenal glands. Now, we did not find cortisol on here, and I would have definitely expected to find cortisol. If this was a research class, I would go look at the reactions between norepinephrine and cortisol. Norepinephrine and cortisol. Write myself a note. My curiosity is getting to me. Wonder... I need to leave that so I can use the link. Cortisol and norepinephrine, EPI. There it is. Cortisol converts norepinephrine to epinephrine. I don't know why we'd want adrenaline in here, but let's look how they relate to each other. Adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine, three major stressors. And the stressors cause the white fat to lay down in the gut. I would also like to run you through wheat. I bet you have a lot of GAD in there. When there's inflammation from wheat and things like that, let me find it. It says it is not on this computer. I can't believe that. It is not here. There's a video about it. Ah, there it is. Okay. This tells you whether you're allergic to wheat, and a lot of wheat stuff causes you to have a lot of cortisol, and the cortisol causes white fat to be laid down in the gut, and that causes insulin resistance. So if you come up with a lot of GAD here, when we look at proteins and genomes, probably, maybe even biochemical. Up, and here we are. This is the genome, GAD67. This is the one that's related to pancreas, associated with DOPA, tyrosine, and histidine function. So can you go off wheat for 3 or 4 days and see if your belly goes down? And in order to get off...
I don't need a lot of bread and stuff anyway.
Well, serine is one of the things your body craves when you want breads or pastas or noodles or whatever. But I would suspect... Now, that didn't show up as a protein, but it certainly showed up as a gene. Hi, that may be what's disturbing your DOPA, too. So go off anything that has wheat in it. You know, and there's some real sneaky things going on with additives. Bumblebee tuna has milk in it. Now, why would you think it has milk in it? Read the labels. Gliadin, GLAD, and this is glutathione and hydrogenase. And it's the enzyme that helps digest lectins. And lectins are anything that grows itself, like a bean, a lentil, a peanut, potatoes. Because now that Roundup is part of our world, this glutathione and hydrogenase is really getting... influenced by glyphosate, so it's making things more and more hard for us to digest. But that's the only one that came up. So laying off of wheat, you can take phosphatidylserine to help with that. Looking at choline, looking at the dopamine enzyme, there's a lot of things to consider here. How we would deal with you if you were a client, we would sit down and talk to you about all of these reports. And we've run out of time, or I would have run you through the liver program because I think the answer is really there. I cannot believe that our time is up. It just goes so quick anymore. We are going to do a drawing for a bio diet program. So everybody that is in the WebEx with us will be entered into the drawing. And anybody that's listening to the show, and we have a lot of people who listen to the show afterwards, and people over with Richard on Blog Talk, if you will write to SherryEdwards@gmail, S-H-A-R-R-Y, @gmail, we'll do the drawing on Wednesday morning. This is Wednesday. No, tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll do it on Thursday morning to give you some time to get in your application if you're listening to us on Blog Talk or if you're going to listen to this later. So we will be doing the drawing for one of the softwares. And remember that you can join the Guardian program under classes, and you can buy this program for $40. and you can jump on the portal and use it. The last time we did Guardian, it was about Alzheimer's. So this is a new software every month, a two-hour class, and you have the privilege of buying the software if you'd like. As usual, that was an absolute whirlwind. Susan, let me know if any of this works for you, if any of these frequencies we came up with. Do you have the BioDiet mapping software?
I do. I have BioDiet.
Okay. I'm going to go back to, do have the fatty liver. Ah, great. Go back to the fatty livers. If you cheat even a little bit when Sherry says go off something for 3 days, the test is not effective. No cheating. Yeah, but boy, it is really hard. I crave bread until I can get some phosphatidylserine in me. Your body becomes very, very smart and knows what to make you crave so you can get the nutrients you need. The body is intrinsically smart. Thank you for being with us. Any last words, Richard?
I'm a big fan of the Guardians Network. As I see that up there on the screen, I just think the Guardians is such a powerful thing to get together once a month and really focus in on something that is going to have benefit for not only yourself, but your family or your neighbors, or to start a practice or wherever you want to go with it. I just think Guardians is,
and I can't use
that word on air, it's really good.
It helps you get your toes in the water. Just helps you get started. You know, one of the things that we try to do is give people enough software and enough free education that they can start their own bioacoustic center, because we would like to see a bioacoustic center in every community. MIT says this is a medicine of the future. Some of MIT's work that they duplicated ours has been sold to a French company now called Sonde Health, S-O-N-D-E. And they call themselves Sonde, S-O-N-D-E, Health. Now, such a play on words. People are finally catching up with us. We've been 20 years ahead for a lot of years. So I'm very happy they're catching up with us and that this is being accepted. We, in 2003, I think, the Duke University Encyclopedia named us as the pioneers. And then in Burton Goldberg's Definitive Guide to Alternative Medicine in 2002, stated that we really could look at people's vocal prints and be able to predict things like needs of nutrients. I'm putting out a paper about Hillary, and I will include some of those pieces with you to show that we were doing this in the 80s, and that, what is this, 40 years later, 30 years later, they're just now catching up. I'm happy about that because I really believe that this is the medicine of the future. Thanks for joining us. Richard will have this up on Blog Talk Radio within, what, a half hour or so, Richard?
Usually 20 minutes to 30 minutes, and you can go to soundhealthoptions.com. I can't remember. I think it's on the Blog Talk Radio page. I'm not sure where the player is. It keeps getting moved around on me. But I think it's on the Blog Talk Radio page right there on
it
the
is.
Right-hand side. Yep. And you'll see this show there probably in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, and I will edit the video and have it up on the downloads, the radio, under Happy Hour, hopefully this evening, depending on how much editing I have to do. And they always leave room for it. Oh, they didn't tonight. I will move down and put the video right here. So if you want to send people to watch this, let people know on Facebook how important this is. Because 65% of us are overweight. And we'll see you on Sunday, I hope. I don't know what's on. We never do. But something exciting. So we'll see you later.
And I'll once again remind everybody that that Mike Adams show yesterday was on Sunday was smoking.
He said some things that I thought they'd put him in jail for.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still walking around. It's amazing. Wow.
He named names.
He named names.
Wow.
Yeah, he was smoking.
Okay, later,
guys. Have a great
guys.
Rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.